Hello and welcome to this podcast brought to you by DirectGov. You can access DirectGov on the web, on your mobile or on your television. On Wednesday the 20th of October 2010, Chancellor of the Exchequer George Osborne presented the government's spending review to Parliament, setting out the spending plans for each government's department over the next 4 years. In this podcast, we'll take a look at the key announcements made by the Chancellor. The main announcements for welfare and benefits are: working age benefits and tax credits are to be replaced with a single universal credit. There will be a cap on benefits, so that families out of work don't get more in benefits than the average family in work, and universal benefits for pensioners, like free bus passes and TV licences for the over 75s, will be maintained. The main announcements for pensions are: the state pension age for men and women will rise to 66 by 2020, sooner than was previously announced. The government will accept the findings of the interim Hutton report on public service pensions, and around £1.5 billion will be paid in compensation to Equitable Life policy holders. The main announcements for business and employment are: 490,000 public sector jobs will be cut, there will be £250 million for new adult apprenticeships, a new work programme will help those looking for work, and there will be support for private businesses to deliver some public services. The main announcements for housing are: £6.5 billion is to be invested in housing over the next 4 years, and social landlords will be allowed to charge new tenants a weekly rent at between social and market rates. Existing tenants will not be affected. The main announcements for education are: the school's budget will increase from £35 billion to £39 billion. A new pupil premium worth £2.5 billion a year will be introduced. Sure Start services will be protected, and all 3 and 4 year olds will continue to be entitled to 15 hours a week of education. This will also be extended to disadvantaged 2 year olds. The main announcements for health are: health spending will rise at a rate above inflation, with spending reaching £114 billion by 2014-2015. The health service will carry out a series of reforms designed to tackle waste and inefficiency and increase productivity, and a new cancer drug fund will be created. The main announcements for defence, diplomacy and international development are: the defence budget will be reduced by 8%, but funding on the war effort in Afghanistan will be separately ring-fenced. The Foreign Office budget will be cut by 25% by reducing the number of Whitehall-based diplomats and back-office functions, and spending on international development will rise to £11.5 billion, with an independent commission created to assess the impact of UK government funds. The main announcements for energy, climate change and environment are: there will be up to £1 billion for a commercial-scale carbon capture and storage demonstration project. £200 million will be used to develop offshore wind technology and manufacturing at port sites. The Green Deal is to encourage home efficiency at no direct cost to homeowners. The renewable heat incentive is to help people reduce their bills. The Warm Front programme will be phased out, and the Green Investment Bank will be set up, which will provide incentives for investment in low-carbon projects. The main announcements for transport are: there will be £14 billion for rail improvements, including station upgrades in Birmingham, in towns around Manchester, in Yorkshire, and to the Barry to Cardiff corridor. The cap on increases in regulated rail fares will increase in 2012 for 3 years, from the equivalent of the Retail Price Index plus 1% to the RPI plus 3%. There will be over £10 billion for new roads and to maintain existing roads full funding for Crossrail. Subsidies to bus companies are to be reduced by 20%, and free bus travel for disabled and older people is to be maintained. The main announcements for justice and policing are: criminal sentencing is to change to stop the rise in the UK prison population. This includes paying private and voluntary sector providers by results for reducing reoffending. The courts and tribunal system is to be brought together in a single agency. There will be the use of different ways other than courts and legal aid to resolve disputes. Directly elected police and crime commissioners will be introduced, and new technologies will be used to secure UK borders at a lower cost. The main announcements for culture, media and sport are: 19 quangos are to be abolished or reformed. The BBC licence fee will be frozen for the next 6 years. Free entry to museums and galleries will continue. And funding for London 2012 Olympics and Paralympics has been secured. Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information on the background to the spending review, you can download the Spending Review 2010 What Is It podcast, available in DirectGov's iTunes feed, or for more details on the announcements made by the Chancellor, visit www.direct.gov.uk/spendingreview.